Baruch Hashem, we were zoiche to be able to resume learning together. Tzidka Tzadik waited a long time for this, at least I have. Praise Hashem, we should be able to continue on a weekly basis to be able to delve together into the beautiful and Heilige Werte from the Klein of Lublin and try to give it a little bit of a background touch based on the form of Ishbet and Avdin. Oitei. We're still in the middle of learning about Kriyat Shema. The RFOP Sheikir Achid Kabbalah Torah Malach Hashemayim V'Krishma. Yeah, Oyez Dalda was speaking about Kabbalah Torah Malach Hashemayim. First mitzvah, the person that becomes a chayv when he becomes bar mitzvah is Krishma. Kabbalah Torah Malach Hashemayim. So he said, even though the Eker Chiyiv of Kabbalah Torah Malach Hashemayim is bar Krishma, Mekol Mukim Chiyiv HaNimshach Le'Olam. The Chiyiv of Kabbalah Torah Malach Hashemayim the nimshach always. Even for a moment, we can't let this oil malach hashemayim be removed from us. Oil malach hashemayim is the kabbalah of oil malach hashemayim is by krishma. But the person should have upon himself the yoke of malach hashemayim is a constant thing. The person has to be careful not that a person should always be margish. The oil malach hashemayim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the constant thing. Kmo she'omrim al chet shechatunu lufnach befrikas oil. We say by the video we say al chet shechatunu lufnach befrikas oil. Frikas oil means when a person takes off from upon himself the oil. Which oil are we speaking about? Speaking about the oil malach hashemayim. If a person removes from himself the oil malach hashemayim, even for a moment, that's already a chet. Kmo she'omar Baal Shem. Hashem says, "Pusik Ashrei Yudam LeYachshei Hashem LeYuvain." It's Pusik Tehillim. Praise to the person LeYachshei Hashem LeYuvain that the Eibishter doesn't consider any averus for him. As Poshim Pshat, Hashem has explained, "Ashrei Yudam." Yudam refers to a Baal Madrege, someone that has lofty madreges. That's considered an Yudam. The concept that's also brought down. The Meshloich speaks about it. Meshloich says that the name Odom refers to someone that's elevated above Taivus Olam Hazeh. His whole Cheshik is Yotzen Hashem. That's his whole desire is to have Yotzen Hashem. Name of Odom is L'chaim Madrega, Ashrei Odom, praise is the person that's in the Madrega of Odom. Lo Yachshev Hashem, Loi Ovoin. If a person doesn't think for Hashem, doesn't think about Hashem for a moment, he had Chas V'Shalom, a moment of Frikas Oil, Loi Ovoin, that's considered an Aveda for him. What the Hashem is trying to say? The Hashem HaKodesh is trying to say, for a simple person, the fact that, you know, the moment passed and he didn't have the Shavit Hashem, the Nagdi Sum, he didn't have the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, it's not going to be considered a major Aveda for him because he's not in the Madrega that he's going to have Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim every single moment. He's busy with much more simple things. His Avedas are much more Mugushimdik and much more simple. But someone that's in the Madrega of Adam, he's in a madrega that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam considers it for him. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is bedaktik with him kechut asayir. That this person is an Odom. Lo yachshev Hashem. If he doesn't think of Hashem for a moment, lo yovor, for him it's considered an aveda. Praise to such a person that he's in such a high madrega that for him it's considered an aveda not thinking about Hashem for a moment. Not having upon himself the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. This is a concept that we also find, say, the name of the Or Chaim wrote down, that he also he praised someone that with chasroinus more than someone with milus. He said, because someone with milus, many times the person with milus say, oh, this person is a big man, milus. he davens, he puts on film every day. He lays Krishna Bismando, he keeps Shabbos. Shabbat tell you mitzvahs. That's a milus. And the person with chasroinus is when a person is on a much higher madrega. You find chasroinus from all over the place. You find under the table. This person, he doesn't learn 18 hours a day. This person is not shakur, like Shabiriboy Ruba in the Sugya. I like the person with chasroinus in a much higher madrega because when a person, when you're speaking about someone with chasroinus, you're usually going to find chasroinus from under the table because he's in a much higher madrega. That's the idea of the Hashem Tov over here. This person, you want to find an Aveda, lo yachshav Hashem, for him that's considered an Aveda, that he doesn't think about Hashem for a moment. But this is a concept of Pekas Oil. In the mitzvah of Krishma, he says, is that a person should be mekabel upon himself on Malach HaShemayim. Mekabel upon Malach HaShemayim shall arvis, the man that calls man HaShechiza. The man of that is all night long. That's the man of Krishma shall arvis is all night long. Right? Achatal Amuda Shachar is the man of Krishma Shalavis. Chomu Goyz Ad Chatzois, but otherwise this man is the Paschim Ad Alois Hashachar. Why is your Kol Alayz Tzachni is a nice boiler? All night you have to have the Oil Malch Shemaim upon yourself. Kol Zman Hashchiv. Alois Hashachar is, but the man Krishma of Shachar is the Paschim is only until three Shalosh Shoyz by Yoyim. That's the man Krishma, we know by Shachar, that's the man Krishma. Alois Hashachar is Rak B'tchila Sakime. It's only B'tchila Sakime when a person gets up. That's when this man Krishma is. Why is that so? He says the Kamaya Brocha Mitchilas HaMitzvah Sagi, I'll call a mitzvah, just like a brocha. The beginning of the mitzvah, a person makes a brocha, and then he goes and does the mitzvah. So it's enough with that brocha before you made the mitzvah, it's enough. You made a brocha, Al Mitzvah Tzulim, and you do the mitzvah. You made a brocha, Loniach Tzulim, and you put on the Tzulim. You make a brocha beforehand, and then the brocha is chal on the whole mitzvah. No matter how long you can do the mitzvah, the brocha is on that mitzvah. After the mishach is man, even though it takes a while to make the mitzvah. Why? Because Kabbalah's oil died b'tchilas ha'maisa. Kabbalah's oil is enough beginning of the ma'isa. V'yachkach kedushas ha'maisa mamshechas. Afterwards, the kedusha of that ma'isa continues. Once you have already the Kabbalah's oil in the beginning, it's already continues throughout the whole mitzvah. You made the bracha, it really continues throughout the mitzvah. You kabbal upon yourself, oil malcha shemayim. It continues throughout the whole day. Kamoy b'lishma gabi get. Just like by lishma, by get. Person has, when you, the halacha is, if a person is mechavin, the shem geirish and of ish ploinis, in the beginning when he starts writing together, it's enough. Even though afterwards he wrote stam, without having anything in mind. And the halacha of stomach is a whole different halacha. But since the beginning he had a mind for this woman, husband, for this ish v'isha, so even though after the stomach, it's considered the way to lishma. K'mo shekotzav v'tanya, k'mo shedayik v'tanya, perik memalif. Now you see from over here that it's enough when you have the kavona at the beginning, stomach afterwards is considered a continuation of that kavona. Even though you don't have a physical, an actual kavona, afterwards, it's enough considered lishma. Chanami b'yoyim, shu'e samaisa. B'yoyim is when a person does, he works, he's up and about. Urak b'tchilas samaisa. B'tchilas samaisa, a person has to have the kavana of lishma. Has to have the kavana of lishem shemaim. Has to have kavos al mach shemaim. Afterwards, all day long, even though the person's mind is on stomach mode, it's considered he has the kavos al mach shemaim with him already. He says, not only we see this by the Zman of Krishna, that by night, the Zman Krishna is all night long, and by Yoyim, it's only in the beginning of the day, but it's also in the deek of the Pasuk. The Pasuk of B'Shach B'Chon, and call a light of the Shaykhven all night when you're resting. When you say the word B'Komecho, you're not getting up all day, you're getting up at the beginning of the day, afterwards you're ready up. All day, you're going, you stand up, you get up, you sit. Behind it, on the day, Kabbalah closed and Kabbalah's Oil Malach Shemayim B'tchilas Hayom died. The Kabbalah's of Kabbalah's Oil Malach Shemayim, the beginning of the day, is enough. This is a powerful concept that he's saying over here. It's very important to get a little bit context to what he's saying over here. He's saying that by night, The Kabbalah of Olamach Shemaim is with the person constantly. Constantly. Because it's Peshach Bacha. Kol Zman HaShchiva. All night long is Kabbalah of Olamach Shemaim. As opposed to by day, it's Man Kima, which is in the beginning of the day, and then the Kabbalah of Olamach Shemaim continues with the person automatically in everything he does, like a Lashma, Lashem Shemaim. So we have to understand. By night also, a person says Krishna in the beginning of the night, then he goes to sleep, not having the Kabbalah of Olamach Shemaim every moment. But you're assuming that it's Malav of the person, it's with the person, while he's sleeping. So what difference is that than the Bekima? And the answer is very simple. This is the Yisrael that's brought on the Meir Shaloyach, Parshas Vayetze, other places, Mithyakit as well. When a person's resting, when a person's asleep, the Kabbalah of Olamach Shemaim that he had beforehand, that's part of the essence of the person, that when he's asleep, he's still connected to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Kol Kulay. That's why Yaakov Avinu was on such a madrega before he went to sleep. That's why even when he was asleep, he had the dreams, and he was of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He was, you know, a holy dream, because the person is connected beforehand. That connection is malava the person while he's asleep. That's why it's very important. Before the person goes to sleep, he purifies his machshava. And he's come Kabbalah Olam Shemayim, say different psukim and different things of Krishna Shalomita to purify the machshava, to think about the learning or to think about holier things, because that's malav of the person, that the whole sleep, that's what the person's essence is about. That's the idea of Kabbalah Olam Shemayim every moment. And the Yid ultimately has this koyach that the Zman HaShchiva goes after the beginning, not because it's a storm, it's not a storm. While the person's asleep, his mazel, his neshama, it still has this Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim consistently and constantly, as opposed to the Zman Kima, when the person's up and about and his mind is roaming to all the different types of things, actively roaming to other ideas, so he calls it a stomach. But if he has a Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim before that, that's already good enough for a whole day, because it sets the mode and sets the focus of the person. So whatever he does afterwards alludes back to that Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim from the beginning. It's a concept also brought down in the Nishbetz form by Bikurim and Bashis Kisavoy and the Siyankim HaKoyl has a long piece about it. I can say the whole thing, but the idea is that a person brings the Bikurim, which is the first crop. The idea of the mitzvah of Bikurim is that a person gives to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it puts your whole focus, even though you continue on throughout your day, you continue on throughout your field, throughout your crop, and it's your own crop and you're busy with that, but since the first of the crop you gave for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that already sets the tone for everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though you're not physically and actively thinking about that, but the stomach is already goes both of the Lishma from beforehand. As long as you have the Aschola, as long as you have the beginning, the Aschola, and the Aschola sets the Soif Maisa of Machshav Tchila. Once you have the Soif, you have the Machshav Tchila of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that sets already your focus, the Soif Maisa, the whole Maisa is already pulled along with that. That's the first stickle in Parashat Kitzavim, it's Yankim HaKoydl. Very, very powerful stickle. And my Shaloyach has brought down Pitzadik brings down many in a number of places. Brings down on the Gemara Brachas. Engler like Kodesh Bocha by Lomi Ladal Dam Shal Alocha. The Baruch Hashem has in his world Dal Dam Shal Alocha. In other words, there's Masha Beis Hamikdash Ayikayom. Ashroyes Hashchina was destroyed in the Beis Hamikdash, and now that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Baruch Hashem is Ashroyes Hashchina is Bedal Dam Shal Alocha. So he brings down from the coin of the limb, brings down from his Rebbe, the Meir Shaloyach. He brings down. The pshat is that someone is mezgaber as Yetzirah. And he's poyish from Yisrael Kaloch, and he's mekabel upon himself oil malach shemayim. He's mekabel upon himself oil malach shemayim. That's called Dal Dam Shaloyach. Dalud Amish al Halacha means that a person has upon himself a Kabbalah Oil Malcha Shemayim. And he is constantly focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's where we have the Ashuras HaShchinah. Ashuras HaShchinah, the Iker Kavon of any Dvar Halacha that a person does is the Kabbalah Oil Malcha Shemayim. That a person makes himself a Mokin for Ashuras HaShchinah. And this is the concept that Tzidka Fasadik says over here. Everything evolves around the Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, because that's the Tafkida and Tachlis of every single mitzvah. Specifically after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, but even before that. Ashroiz HaShchina is, the concept of Ashroiz HaShchina is, where a person, like they say over the name of the Kotzka, where's the, when they ask him, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam, wherever you let him in. That's what there's Ashroiz HaShchina. If a person actively is Mekabal upon himself, Zohar Malchus Shemayim, that's the place of Ashroiz HaShchina. A person tries to black out the Eibush to Chas V'Shalom, but it's not called the place of the Beis Hamikdash. It's not called the place. No Belvavi Mishkan Evne. No Ashrayes Hashchina over there. And this is the Nikud over here. The Ikas Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. And that's the importance of the mitzvah of Krishma. Sai Bayoyim, Sai Balaylo. It works a little bit differently in Bayoyim and Balaylo. Just want to finish off the saying. Parshas, the end of Parshas, Shlach. We have the mitzvah of challah, mitzvah of nesachim, two mitzvahs brought down, mitzvah of nesachim and the mitzvah of challah. These two mitzvahs, based on the Me'er Shaloyach and Parashat Shlach, Siyankiv, as well, these two mitzvahs coincide with these two concepts of Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim bezman shchiva and Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim bezman kima. Mitzvah of challah, something I heard from Isaiah. The Rebbe Zchon Bruch said, "Plus it says, 'Reishis, Ayis Aisechem, Tzurim Yichadu Hashem.'" He said that the Reishis Ayis Aisechem, the beginning of everything, you have to give to the Rebbe Zchon Bruch, like we see by the mitzvah of Bikurim, and this is the beginning of every single day as well. When a person gets up, first in the Kabbalah Malch Shemayim, he say Moedani, later on he say Krishma Yidavin. After the person can go out throughout his day and do whatever has to be done, but the idea is at the beginning of the day is set forth as a tone of Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, then automatically the whole day is Nimshach afterwards, even though it's a stomach. And that's the mitzvah of challah. Reish is Harif, Seichem, Tarimu, Challah, Hashem, and then the whole thing goes after that. Once you grab onto the beginning, the Reish is, that's for the Ribbono Shel Olam, afterwards, everything continues, that's the Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim of Bayoyim. As long as you have the Reish is, it's very important, the Reish is, the Reish is of the Yoyim, the ratios of any thing that you start, any project you start. First is, like, you take out a piece of paper and you write something, Siyata Deshmaya, or Hashem, whatever you write on top. The idea is that the beginning of everything should be the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that sets the tone. Even the person's mind is on stomach mode, stam, and he's thinking about so many different other things, but the conscience deep down, the Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. The idea of Nesachim, which is the second thing, Meir Shloch says, the ending of Nesachim is Meramis. Yidin are Magdish wine, and they bring it to the Mizbeach. Wine is a concept of Shaloi Midas. Wine brings a person to become Shikir, right? Shikir Shaloi Midas. And the idea of Yayin Shaloi Midas is that a Yid is connected to the Divine Shaloi Midas, even when he's Shaloi Midas. Because a person has a Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, even b'shas shena, b'shas he's asleep, even b'shas shichlus, even b'shas he's drunk, a yid when he drinks, sings midas and shabach, the Rebbe the Gemara Megillah said, the different than the goyim when they drink, everything evolves around hoidlus, but a yid when he drinks, his pneumius comes out, his mevakish, the Rebbe Shel Olam, kirvas alikim, Vekas in the Rebbe Shel Olam. That's what's brought out through the Nichnas Yain, Yotasoit. When he takes the Yain and magdish the wine and brings it to Mizbeach, in fact, I'm bringing my Shalom Midas to the Rebbe Shel Olam. That's the Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim of the Zman Shchiva. That a person has Zman Shchiva, that you say Krishma, Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, and all night long, even when you're asleep, the Shalom Midas, you're still your mazel, your neshama, is still dovek in the Rebbe Shel Olam with the Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. And this is a concept of Krishma of Bizman Shchiva Bizman Kima. We have to realize the importance of the mitzvah of Krishma, the mitzvah of Tzilum, which is also Kabbalah Zohar, has the parish of Krishma and the mitzvah of mezuzah, which is involved around this as well, which has the Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim of the parasha of Shema, is all involved because Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim, that's the Dal Damash of Halacha. That's the Makam of Ashur Yisashchina. And that's why Yehid has to be marked so importantly, not just on the Zman of Krishna, but on the actual Krishna itself, what's he saying, what's the concept, what's he doing by Krishna. And a person who reads Krishna, like this week's parasha, we find the parasha by Yehi. Yaakov Avinu gathered around his children, and they all spontaneously called out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because that's the very essence of a Yid. Yaakov Avinu wanted to know what his children are all about, what legacy they're leaving behind. Famous shtickle of the Meir Shlokh, this week's parasha, and the Rebbe Shlomo was megalotem, you know, through his children. You want to know what you're all about, what's your muhus, what's your very essence, what's your very existence. This is what it's all about. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A Yid is mekabel upon Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that Kabbalah's order of Yaakov Avinu lies with each one. Yaakov Avinu, when he met the Yosef, he was Mekabal upon himself by Malach Shemaim. He was Koyer Krishma, like the same Chazal. A Yid shouts out to the Bein Shema Yisrael. A Yid, no matter how low he is, when he's facing the situation of Kiddush Hashem, what's the last word? He utters out Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lekin Hashem, Echot. Even if a Yid didn't live his life on Kiddush Hashem, but he's faced the last moments of Kiddush Hashem, we know many stories those were the last words that he uttered out. We're not talking about Erlich Yidin, we're talking about Yidin that were far from Torah Mitzvah, because that's the very essence of a Yid. We have to focus on our Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim to make it proper and with meaning. It should be even with our Shalom Midas, and it should be by Yoyim even when we're busy with so many different things. And our mind is on stomach mode, we're involved, and it includes even learning and davening sometimes. Our mind is not with Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim, but you have that beginning, the Reishis. Give that Reishis. Everything follows suit. Okay, it's been a pleasure being with everyone again. Okay, v'ayim atzliach.